yeah, he makes it more miserable. I mean, it's tough because he's such a good player, and he plays a tough position that puts the offense in a lot of tough situations. But it's my first time getting to play against him, so it's the first time really studying him on tape, and he's as good as advertised, so it'll be a challenge. Gary's been great. You know, we haven't given him a lot of opportunities in the past game this year, but every time we have, he's come up big for us, and it's been huge plays. And I don't think we would have won that New Orleans game without him. And then last week versus Cincinnati, the play he made down on the 2-yard line was a huge play for us too. So Gary stepped in. He's done his job every time we've asked and done a good job in the past game and the run game. I know that's next week and can't wait to get him back. Looking forward to it. Haven't seen him out on the football field since training camp, so got to see where he's at physically and everything. And we'll try to get him in there. And as soon as he's ready to go, we'll make sure to work to get him the ball. This is probably the coldest place I've lived in as a coach. So we'll see. And I know it gets harder to throw the ball as it gets colder out, and that's why it's always important to have a run game. I think regardless of where you play, you better have a good run game towards the end of the year anyway. So being able to develop that and work on it as the year goes, I think it'll only help us as the weather gets worse. I think a lot of that's overrated. I think it depends on how good your team is, first and foremost. I think it depends on the type of players you have. Weather affects some guys more than others. It's not like everybody from there has lived in Houston their whole life. They're all from different areas or from different climates, different colleges. So I think every situation is different. And I don't remember how we did, but I'm never really worried about it too much. Last week we did better on third downs. That was big for us. I think it helped us out a lot. Something we've really need to improve as the year goes. I thought we took a step in the right direction last week. I think we've adjusted and we've been able to keep up our pace with some key injuries. That's helped. And really every week's been different. You know, some weeks we got to do better in the pass game. Some weeks you got to do better in the run game. And it all depends on how defense has been playing us. And we've had to switch it up a little bit each week, seeing how they do. And I think we've stepped it up in both areas. And I think we need to continue to just get better in both areas and more consistent. I don't think so. I think everybody has their share in it, just like anything. But last week we were close to 50%, which is one of the better we've done. And we did it throwing the ball. We did it with some good short yardage plays. We did it with some quarterback sneaks. Had some more manageable third downs, and we made some big plays when we didn't. So it's a combination of everything. But doing better on third down is a huge factor in the winning. I'm not sure. I think it does jug machines and stuff. You know, I don't know the rules with that, so I'm not allowed to see him do any football stuff or anything like that. But I know he's been working. I know he's been working hard, and I know he's got a program with the jug machines every day. So to answer that question, it's mainly a machine that's throwing to him. But I can't wait till we are next week. Not really. This profession so minute to minute, day to day. I'm so just concerned about this week and how we're going to move the ball this week and how we're going to score points. And it'll be a great bonus to get. I'm aware of how good Josh is and what he did last year and how talented he is. So I mean, I'm as excited as anyone to get him back, but it's definitely not something I'm thinking about until very early Monday morning when I wake up. We hope so. Travis is someone I've always watched since college. Anybody who has that type of speed, we feel can help us as a receiver. But there's a lot of fast guys who can't catch and a lot of fast guys that don't like to get hit and don't make the plays when the lights are on. And I knew Travis had the speed and ability to really help us in a lot of our stuff that we do stretching the field. And what's been so impressive about Travis is just seeing how the game's not too big for him. He is a smaller guy and stuff, but he is fearless. He doesn't mind going up for anything. He'll throw his body around, and that's really what's allowed him to be successful this year. Right, and I think that's what makes him special. I mean, everyone knows how fast he is and stuff, and that's where we use him mainly, clearing it out. And if he clears it out, he opens up other people. Travis has done a great job in games where he hasn't gotten the ball just by helping out other people get open. And when they don't honor him and they treat him like a clear out, we throw it to him. And he's come down with that play. And, you know, we've had some injuries, so he's had to run some routes that you don't normally put him on. Last week he caught a slant route, and that was one of the bigger plays in the game. He caught it for, I would say, about a 12-yard gain, and he turned it into a 25-yard gain because he's not scared of getting hit, and he runs and he competes. And he's really done everything we've asked him to do, and he does in the run game also. I don't think there's anything such thing in football as recovering. It's week to week. What's good 1 week? If you do something really good 1 week, that defense is going to see it on tape, and they're going to commit 7 days and 11 people to making sure you don't do that thing good again. And so, I mean, throughout a year, it's an ebb and flow. Everything's up and down, and you're continuing to adjust, and you just try to be good at everything because eventually they're going to take something away. And when they do, you got to make them pay, and that opens up something else. And once they stop that, you go back to what you want to do. So I think it changes every week and every quarter. It's tough to change your scheme. I mean, you don't want to just go out there and ask players to do stuff that they've never done before. But you got to be aware of him. He's as good of any player in this league. And they move him around a lot. I think that's what's unique. You know, the way they use him in the scheme, being a five technique and everything, it's not like a defensive end in a 4-3 or an outside backer in a 3-4 where you can just help him all the time with presence, with the tight end, with chips. When you're a five technique, it's a tough situation. And if you help him too much, then you're putting other players in a bad position to block people that they can't block. So Merciless is a good player. You know, I haven't played Houston in 4 years, so I knew of him from being a high draft pick and everything, but when you turn on the tape, it shows. They got two real good outside backers, including Clowney, but Merciless and Brooks Reed are two guys who can get after tight ends, they can get after backs, and they can get after tackles, and they play hard, and they're talented, and they got as good of a front seven as I've seen. I thought he did a good job. You know, he made some big throws. The way our defense was playing and everything, getting us the ball back so much and allowing us to stick with the run like that. You know, he didn't have to do too much, but when he did, he did his job and he did it well and got us in a good position to have a big lead. And then for most of the second half, the way the defense was playing, we were smart controlling the ball and everything, but I thought Poirier did exactly what we had to do to win. I've done it both ways. My first year as a coordinator, my second year as coordinator in the NFL, we struggled running the ball. I think we were 31st in the league in running, but we were number one in passing. It depends on your personnel. It depends on what your team does best. You want to try to put your players in position to be successful, and there's lots of ways to do that. I think anytime you become one-dimensional, it makes it very hard on your players. So my goal is to always be balanced, but just because that's my goal, that doesn't mean that always works. Sometimes you have to throw them more. Sometimes you have to run them more. Depends on your team and the team you're playing against. But ideally, I'd always like to be balanced.